at my NHH locker. I was still waiting in the school office when I spotted a gorgeous girl with auburn hair, a red designer purse, and matching stilettos. She easily could have passed for Mackenzie's darker-haired twin sister. Since she was holding a sign that said, "Welcome, Nikki," I assumed she was my student ambassador guide for the week. I grabbed my bag, thanked the secretary, and walked down the hall to meet her. My heart pounded as I took a deep breath and introduced myself just like I had practiced in my mirror. Yes, I know. I could not believe that I actually said all of that either. "Hi, I'm Nikki Maxwell, and I'm from Westchester Country Day Middle School. I'm looking forward to my week at Northampton Hills, but right now I'm so gut-wrenchingly nervous I really need to find a bathroom and..." But I didn't... "Hi, Brianna. So what are you making this time?" I asked.
"I finally perfected my chocolate pudding recipe," Brianna exclaimed happily. "Now I just need to bake it for 1 hour.
"Actually, I don't think it's necessary to bake chocolate pudding. You should put it in the fridge for 1 hour," I suggested.
"I'm the chef, and it's my recipe. I say it goes in the oven for 1 hour. So there," she said, and stuck her tongue out at me.
I just rolled my eyes at that girl. But what did I expect from a spoiled wannabe chef who secretly uses boogers when she runs out of cupcake sprinkles? Anyway, about 40 minutes later, I noticed a really foul odor. It kind of smelled like a garbage dump on fire. I rushed into the kitchen to check on Brianna.
"Nikki, take a look at my masterpiece," she grinned as she held it out for me to see. "Doesn't this look delish?"
Brianna's masterpiece looked like a puddle of black tar with macaroni and several eyeballs stuck in it. I actually threw up in my mouth. Ew.
"I made this snack especially for my scout meeting today, and if the girls like it, I'll finally earn my cooking badge," she explained.
"Well, everyone loves, burnt chocolate pudding, right? Yum, yum," I stammered. "And it smells really strong. So good luck with your batch."
"Thanks. I also added eggs for a crunchy texture," she said. "I learned that from the Chef's Choice TV show."
"You were supposed to crack the eggs first, not toss them in whole," I said.
"But the eggshells are the yummy crunchy part. Would you like to try some of my pudding? You're gonna love it."
OMG, that's when I threw up inside my mouth again. Unless Brianna's cooking skills drastically improved, I feared for the nutritional health of her future husband and children. Chef Brianna's 5-star menu. Breakfast, burnt chocolate pudding. Lunch, burnt chocolate pudding. Dinner, burnt chocolate pudding. Bon appetit! OMG, how were they going to survive on a diet of burnt chocolate pudding? But I felt even sorrier for those poor little girls who would be eating Brianna's pudding as a snack later. Their frantic parents would be rushing them straight to the emergency room as soon as the scout meeting was over. Why? Because the entire troop would need to get their stomachs pumped due to Brianna's nasty chocolate pudding. The good news was that maybe she could have earned a stomach pump badge. Anyway, when Brianna arrived back home from her scout meeting, she was visibly upset. "How did things go?" I asked.
"Terrible. Everyone hated my chocolate pudding," she grumbled.
"Well, your pudding dish is empty," So even if the girls complained a little, they liked it enough to have eaten all of it.
No, they didn't. After our troop leader contacted poison control, we were advised to dig a deep hole in the woods and bury the leftovers,
Brianna ranted. Bury it in the woods? But why? I asked.
So no human or animal would accidentally eat it. By the end of the meeting, we'd all earned our safety with toxic substances badge.
Well, at least you and your troop earned a new badge. That's a good thing, right?
Wrong! I was completely humiliated, Brianna sulked.
I didn't want to hurt Brianna's feelings, but it was true. Her pudding was better suited for filling potholes in the street than for human consumption.
I'll never earn a cooking badge, Brianna sighed. I'm the worst cook ever.
Brianna was the worst cook ever. But she was also my little sister, and I didn't want to see her dream of earning a cooking badge destroyed. I felt really bad for Brianna. It seemed like only yesterday that I was 6 years old and totally obsessed with baking tiny burnt cupcakes in my very own easy bake oven. I decided to talk to my parents about all of this. But first, I gave Brianna a big hug. Then I made her a huge bowl of her fave dessert, ice cream, ketchup, and raisins, to cheer her up. It totally worked. Within minutes, she was smiling from ear to ear. But watching her actually eat that stuff was disgusting. I just threw up in my mouth for the third time this evening. Ew. Now it's time for me to get some beauty rest. When Brandon sees me tomorrow, he'll hopefully be so captivated by my magical, mystical, and miraculous beauty that he'll profess his undying love for me. Or at least notice that my zits have cleared up. Books. I shot a dirty look at Tiffany. She must have slipped the teacher's lesson plan book into my book bag during her apology hug. That selfie-addicted snake just shrugged and smiled at me all innocent-like. Mr. Winter quickly strode across the room and snatched his book off my desk.
Miss Maxwell, we have a zero-tolerance policy for theft, he said firmly. Just so you know, I will be speaking to Principal Winston about your despicable behavior.
But, Mr. Winter, you don't understand. I would never...
Save your excuses for when you get back to Westchester Country Day, he said coldly.
I just sat there, numb, with my heart pounding in my chest like a bass drum. I could hear Tiffany and her friends snickering behind me. I was beyond humiliated. I wanted to dig a really deep hole right there in the classroom, crawl into it, and die.